إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Then to continue with Al-Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah, the creed compiled by Imam Abu Ja'far Al-Tahawi Rahimahullah, with the notes of Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullah, then we reached point number 86. Having last week had point number 85, والميثاق الذي أخذه الله تعالى من آدم وذريته حق, and the covenant which Allah, the Most High, took from Adam and his descendants is true. Then in the next point, the author, rahimahullah, he moves on to a point and a few points connected to Al-Qadr, pre-decree. And we already had something with regard to pre-decree in the book. That being points number 28 through to point number 37, including point number 37. Rahimahullah. Where the author, rahimahullah, said, خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ بِعِلْمِهِ, he created the creation whilst having full knowledge. وَقَدَّرَ لَهُمْ أَقْدَارًا, and he decreed fixed limits for them. وَضَرَبَ لَهُمْ أَجَالًا, and he laid down fixed time spans for them. وَلَمْ يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَهُمْ, and nothing was hidden from him before he created them. وَعَلِمَ مَا هُمْ عَامِلُونَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَهُمْ, and he knew whatever they were going to do before he created them. وَأَمَرَهُمْ بِطَاعَتِهِ وَنَهَاهُمْ عَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ, and he commanded them to obey him and he forbade them from disobeying him. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَجْرِي بِتَقْدِيرِهِ, and everything occurs in accordance with his pre-decree. وَمَشِيئَتُهُ تَنْفُذُ لَا مَشِيئَةَ لِلْعِبَادِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ لَهُمْ فَمَا شَاءَ لَهُمْ كَانْ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. His will is enacted, not the will of the servants, except what he wills for them. So whatever he willed for them occurs, and whatever he did not will for them does not occur. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَعْصِمُ وَيُعَافِي فَضْلًا وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَخْذِلُ وَيَبْتَلِي عَدْلًا. He guides whomever he wishes and protects and keeps safe as a favor upon them, and he misguides whomever he wishes and humiliates and puts to trial from his justice. وَكُلُّهُمْ يَتَقَلَّبُونَ فِي مَشِيئَتِهِ بَيْنَ فَضْلِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ, all of them vary within his will between his favor and his justice. And so here again the author returns to the important topic of Al-Qadr, pre-decree. So he says in this point, point number 86, وَقَدْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي مَا لَمْ يَزَلْ عَدَدَ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ وَعَدَدَ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ النَّارَ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً فَلَا يَزْدَادُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْعَدَدُ وَلَا يَنْقُصُ مِنْهُ. He said, and Allah the Most High has always known the number of those who will enter into paradise. and the number of those who will enter the fire altogether. So that number will not be increased, nor will it be decreased. Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, said in his explanation, this speech and that which follows it from the speech of the Sheikh, rahimahullah, all of it refers to the topic of al-qada wal-qadr, the topic of ordainment and pre-decree. والإيمان بالقدر والقضاء بالقضاء والقدر and having iman, having true faith in ordainment and pre-decree is one of the six pillars of iman. Just as he, alayhi salatu wassalam, said, and he quotes the hadith, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the famous hadith of Jibreel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in response to the question of Jibreel, when he asked, what is iman? As the Shaykh said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, al-imanu an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. That iman, true faith, is that you truly believe in Allah and in His angels and in His books and in His messengers and in the last day, and that you truly believe in the pre-decree, the good of it and the bad of it. This hadith, as I mentioned, being reported by Al-Bukhari as hadith number 50, and Muslim, in his book of Iman, as hadith number 10, as a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. It was reported by other companions as well, but in this narration here, they mention, as they meant that they mentioned, being reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Obviously, this hadith giving the six pillars of Iman. That when Jibreel asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is iman, he responded with these six things, which is why the scholars mention that these are the six pillars of iman. Iman in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day and in qadr, pre-decree, the good and the bad of it. Then the Sheikh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, continued, and in the Qur'an, there occurs the saying of Allah, the Majestic and Most High, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Surah Al-Qamar, the 54th surah, ayah 49. With the explanation, we have created everything with a pre-decreed measure. We have created everything with a pre-decreed measure. And his saying, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. Surah Al-Furqan, the 25th surah, ayah 2. With the explanation that he, Allah, created everything and gave it a pre-decreed measure. Get everything a qadr, a pre-decreed measure. Then the Shaykh said, so there is nothing without a pre-decreed measure, or nothing which randomly occurs. Or nothing that just happens unexpectedly. And when he makes the point here, happening unexpectedly, happening without Allah knowing it beforehand. So as he said, there is nothing that happens except that it happens with a pre-decreed measure. There's nothing that happens randomly, and nothing that happens just unexpectedly happening. Rather, everything which happens does so in accordance with a pre-decreed measure and having been written. Everything that happens has been pre-decreed and written down. And he said, and having iman, having true faith in al-qadha wal-qadr, in ordainment and pre-decree, includes four levels. And we will abridge them as follows. And the Shaykh mentions, obviously it's not by any means the first time we've had this particular point. This is a crucial point that we must learn. With regard to pre-decree, you must know this much. There are four levels of pre-decree which you have to know. To understand the matter, you need to know these four levels. So the Shaykh said, having iman in pre-decree and pre-ordainment includes four levels, and we will abridge them as follows. The first level is to have iman, to have true faith in Allah's comprehensive knowledge, al-ilm, to have iman in Allah's comprehensive knowledge, which covers everything, and that Allah has known all things always. He knew whatever happened and whatever was going to happen and whatever was not going to happen. If it had happened, how it would have been. Nothing whatsoever is hidden from his knowledge. He, the one free of all imperfections and the most high. So that's the first level. Al-ilm, knowledge, meaning Allah's knowledge. Allah's perfect knowledge of everything. First level of pre-decree is to know that and believe that. And Allah's perfect knowledge. Al-ilm. Then he mentions the second level, that Allah the Majestic and the Most High, Kataba, he wrote, fil lawh al-mahfuz, he wrote in the preserved tablet, the pre-decreed measures of every created thing, after having known them, he the Perfect. So this is the second level, Al-Kitaba. First was Al-Ilm, knowledge. The second is Al-Kitaba. The second level of pre-decree is it's being written down. Then the Sheikh said, and this is the universal and all-inclusive writing which covers everything. And there occurs in the hadith, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمُ قَالْ أُكْتُبْ قَالْ مَا أَكْتُبْ قَالْ أُكْتُبْ مَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The hadith that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first thing that Allah created was the pen. He said, write. It said, what shall I write? He said, write down whatever will occur right until the day of resurrection. As I mentioned in a footnote, this hadith is reported by Abu Ya'la from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith was declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani in al-Sahihah Hadith number 133. And they mention, also reported by Al-Bayhaqi in his book As-Sunan Al-Kubra, as being mawquf, the statement of the companion, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Meaning one narration, he narrated, the narration quotes it back to, as being the narration of Ibn Abbas from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that narration is authentic. And in this other narration, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma quoted it from himself, which in no way contradicts the first narration. And they say, also reported by Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. And this narration in Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi is a narration of a hadith of Ubadah ibn As-Samit radiallahu anhu. Again, declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani, sahih. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first thing that Allah created was the pen. He said, write. It said, what shall I write? He said, write down whatever will occur until the day of resurrection. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the pen wrote down whatever was going to happen until the day of resurrection. So that's the second level that we need to understand, that we need to know with regard to pre-decree. First level being al-ilm, Allah's knowledge. Secondly, that whatever Allah knew was going to happen, then He wrote it down. And the third level, the Shaykh said, the third level is the level of al-mashi'ah, Allah's wish and will. He said, so nothing occurs in this creation except by the will and wish of Allah. From that which is in the preserved tablet, al-lawh al-mahfuz, in that record, the preserved tablet where everything is written down. What is contained in the preserved tablet and what is within His knowledge, He, the perfect and most high. Nothing happens without His will. And nothing He does not will occurs within His sovereignty. I mean, nothing occurs within Allah's sovereignty unless He wills it. If He doesn't will it, it doesn't occur. He, the perfect. And the Sheikh al-Fawzan quotes two ayahs. Inna Allaha yaf'alu ma yurid, Suratul Hajj, 22nd surah, ayah 14. With the explanation, Allah does whatever He wills. Allah does whatever He wills. And the second ayah, كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Surah Ali Imran, the third surah, ayah 40. With the explanation, likewise, Allah does whatever He wishes. And the Shaykh said, so everything which occurs in this creation, whether life or death, whether someone being rich or someone being poor, whether someone having iman, true faith, or being an unbeliever, all of that was in accordance with Allah's wish and will. He wished the good and He wished the evil. He wished true faith, iman, and He wished the unbelief, kufr. So everything enters into His mashi'ah, His wish, Allah's universal wish. Whatever He wished to occur, occurred. And whatever He did not wish, did not occur. So this is the third level of the pre-decree. The first, al-ilm, knowledge. The second, al-kitaba, that Allah wrote it down, whatever was going to occur. The third, that He wished it to occur, al-mashi'ah. And the fourth and last level he mentions is the level of al-khalq wal-ijad, the level of creating and bringing into existence. So whatever things he wished and willed, then he brought it into existence and created it. So this is the fourth level, that of al-khalq, that Allah created it. Whatever occurred, Allah created it. Whatever occurred in the creation, Allah created it. The Shaykh said, he quotes the ayah, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay' wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil. Surah Az-Zumar, the 39th surah, ayah 62. With the explanation, Allah is the creator of everything. And he is a guardian and disposer of affairs over everything. And he quotes the second ayah, Ala lahul khalqu wal amr, Surah Al-A'raf, the 7th surah, ayah 54, with the explanation, the creating and the command are his. Creating and the command are Allah's. He is the one who creates. He is the one who commands. And then he quotes the third ayah. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Surah Al-Hadid, the 57th surah, ayah 22. With the explanation that whatever calamity strikes upon the earth, or that no calamity strikes upon the earth nor in yourselves except that it is written down in a book before we created it. So there the Shaykh has finished the mention of the four levels of pre-decree: the knowledge, al-ilm, the writing down, Al-Kitaba, Al-Mashi'ah, Allah wished and willed whatever was going to occur, and fourthly, Al-Khalq, that he created whatever occurred in the creation. Then the Shaykh said, and the proofs for his knowledge, obviously the author At-Tahawi in the point here, Rahimahullah, he began with the point of knowledge. قَدْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that Allah the Most High has always known the number of the people of paradise and the number of the people of the fire and so on. So he began by mentioning knowledge. So Shaykh al-Fawzan says with regard to this point, knowledge and proofs for the knowledge are very many. In other words, proofs of Allah's knowledge, Allah's perfect knowledge. He said, the proofs of the knowledge are very many. So from that which Allah has described himself with is al-ilm, knowledge. So he, the one free of all imperfections and the Most High, he knows the number of people who will enter into paradise and those who will enter into the fire. And that is in his eternal knowledge. I mean, he's always known that. And that whatever Allah the Most High had decreed, that will not be added to, nor will it be decreased. And from that, I mean, from that which Allah knew and decreed, and from that, is that he knows the inhabitants of paradise and the inhabitants of the fire. And he knew and he knows what they were going to do. We have iman in that. We have true faith in that. And we apply ourselves to action. So this point, that what Allah knew and what Allah wrote down, that we take it as our iman. We have iman in it. And then what do? Based upon that, he said, we apply ourselves to action. We do not debate concerning ordainment and pre-decree, saying how and why and how can a person be taken to account for something which Allah pre-decreed. To the rest of the foolish talk and wastage of time and raising objections against Allah the Mighty and Majestic. The Sheikh is making an indication to what many people do, unfortunately, with regard to this matter of pre-decree. It happens when this comes up, they start doing like this. How is that so? How can that be so? Why this? Or if this, then what about that? How can a person be accountable for something which Allah decreed upon him? As the Sheikh said, to the end of the foolish talk, which is what it all is, to the end of their foolish talk and wastage of time and raising objections against Allah the Mighty and Majestic. Then the Sheikh said, what is obligatory upon you is rather to perform the acts of obedience and to avoid the sins. It is not the business of a slave to try and investigate the secret of Allah the Mighty and Majestic, and to dispute with the Lord, the Majestic and Most High. Rather, his business, a person's business, is to act. So therefore, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed his companions that there is no one from them except that his place is written down, whether it be in paradise or it be in the fire. So therefore they said, O Messenger of Allah, shall we not then depend upon what is written down for us and leave off actions? So he said, لا اعملوا فكلٌ ميسر لما خلق له. When they said, therefore, shouldn't we just depend upon what's written down for us and leave off actions? He said, no. Act. For everyone will have that which he was created for, made easy for him. In a footnote, they mentioned this hadith is reported by Al-Bukhari. That's hadith 6605. And likewise by Muslim. And it's from a hadith of Ali radiallahu anhu. And the Sheikh quotes some ayahs, which are a proof in the same way. He said, He the Most High said, Inna sa'ayakum lashatta, fa'amma man a'ata wattaqa, wa saddaka bil husna, fasanu yassiruhu lil yusra. Suratul Layl, ayahs 4-7. With the explanation, your deeds are diverse. As he explains, mentioned, some people have the deeds of righteous people, they perform righteous deeds, other people perform evil deeds. Your deeds are diverse. So whoever spends in Allah's cause and fears and is dutiful to him, and believes in Allah's reward, then we will make easy for him acts which are pleasing to Allah. The Sheikh said, so the reason here is from the servant himself. I mean, the reason why Allah will make easy good deeds for a person, good deeds which lead him to paradise. The reason for that Allah makes it easy for him, the reason comes from the person himself. He is that type of person. The believer who performs righteous deeds, and Allah makes that easy for him. He does it, and Allah makes it easier for him. So the Sheikh said, so the reason is from the servant himself. Either he is a person who is fortunate or a person who is wretched. I mean, the reason for that being from he himself. Then he quotes the rest of the ayahs which follow. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى Surah Al-Layl, the same surah, 92nd surah, ayahs 8 to 10. With the explanation, and whoever is miserly, withholding from spending in Allah's cause, and thinks himself self-sufficient, and does not act in obedience to Allah, and denies Allah's reward, then we will make actions which Allah hates easy for him. The Shaykh said, so what is required from us is al-amal al-salih wa tarak al-amal al-sayyi. What is required from us, therefore, is performing righteous and correct actions and leaving off evil actions. Then the Shaykh said, and as for using preordainment and pre-decree as an argument, then it is not an excuse. Because Allah the Mighty and Majestic has made the good clear to us and the evil. So therefore there is no excuse. In other words, a person can't just say, look, I'm performing evil acts because Allah decreed I'd perform evil acts. I can't do anything about it. Shaykh said, no, this is not a correct argument. He said, as for using preordainment and pre-decree as an argument, then it is not an excuse, because Allah the Mighty and Majestic has clearly explained to us what is good and what is evil. So there is no excuse there. And the people fall into problems. Obviously here referring to with regard to pre-decree. The people fall into problems because of their entering into affairs which they are not qualified for. So that he says, such a person says, if Allah has written for me that I will enter into paradise, then I will enter into paradise. And if he has written for me that I am going to enter the fire, then I'm going to enter it. And he doesn't perform any actions. So a person just said, there's no point me doing any actions. If it's written down for me that I'll be in paradise, I'm going to be in paradise. If it's written for me the fire, I can't do anything about it. So I won't perform any actions. The Shaykh said, the response to that, he said, then it is to be said to him, you yourself don't apply this saying upon yourself. Do you just sit in your house and leave off seeking provision? And do you say, if Allah has written down provision for me, he will make it easy for me? I mean, do you just sit in his house and say, if Allah has written down provision for me, he'll make it easy and bring it to me? Or is it that you go out and you strive and you seek for your provision? Even the animals and the birds don't just sit in their homes. Rather, they go out and they seek for their provision. And there occurs in the hadith, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانة. The saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you truly had reliance upon Allah, then he would provide for you just as he provides for the birds. They go out hungry and they return with full bellies. This hadith, as I mentioned in the footnote here, is reported by Ahmad in his Musnad, and by Abd ibn Humayd, and by Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. And Tirmidhi said it is Hasan, Sahih, good, authentic. And it was declared authentic by Sheikh Ahmad Shakir in his checking of the Musnad. And likewise, it was declared authentic, Sahih, by Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah. And it's from a hadith of Umar, radiallahu an. And just as a side point, this is a hadith that sometimes the Sufis try and use, those Sufi beggars who try and sit in some place and beg from the people, and they claim that they don't call themselves beggars, they say we're depending and relying upon Allah. And really, as the scholars say, they're just begging from the people. And they try and use this hadith, they say, because the hadith mentions, if only you had reliance upon Allah, then he would provide for you just as he provides for the birds. The people of knowledge, the scholars and explainers, they say the last part of this hadith is a refutation of them, because the hadith itself mentions about the birds that Allah provides for, تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. The birds go out, they don't just sit in their nests and see what provision drops into their mouths. They go out hungry. They go out hungry and look for food. And when they found it, then they come back with their bellies full. So as the Sheikh is using this as a proof for applying the means, relying upon Allah and applying the necessary means, which is a part of relying upon Allah. Then Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, after the hadith, he said, so Allah created them. I mean the birds and the animals. Allah created them upon the inborn nature of seeking for provision and of using the necessary means. And they are animals. And you are a man with intellect. In other words, this first man, the one who says here, if Allah has written for me to enter paradise, I'll just enter into paradise. I won't do anything about it. But if he's written for me to enter into paradise, I'll automatically enter into paradise. If he's written the fire for me, then I'll enter into that, and I won't do any actions. So the Sheikh has brought this argument as an argument against him. You yourself don't apply that. You don't sit in your house. With regard to provision and earning, you don't sit in your house and say that. And likewise, the birds and the animals, they don't do that from their nature. And they're animals, and you're a person with intellect. This is not intelligence, your argument. Then the Sheikh said, and also, if someone stole something from you, would you say, this was just something pre-decreed and ordained? Or would you make a complaint about him? Rather, indeed, you would make a complaint about him, and you would seek it, and you would argue your case. You would not use as an argument preordainment and pre-decree. I mean, the same person who says, I'm not going to do any actions of obedience to Allah, I don't need to. If paradise is for me, it's already written for me. That same person, if something was stolen from him, he wouldn't say, well, it's Allah's decree, it was stolen, I'll just leave it at that. He would seek after it and seek to get it back. So that's where Sheikh Al-Fawzan ends this particular point. As for Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, then he makes a point here, and he said, on this point, the point about Tahawi, rahimahullah, that Allah knew, Allah the Most High knew, and has always known the number of those people who would enter into paradise, and the number of those who would enter the fire, altogether. And that number will not be increased, nor will it be decreased. Sheikh Al-Albani said, the author, rahimahullah, is indicating the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu anhuma, who said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came out to us, and in his hand he had two books, and he said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا هَذَانِ الْكِتَابَانِ. Do you know what these two books are? So we said, no, O Messenger of Allah. Not unless you inform us. So he said to the book in his right hand, هذا كتاب من رب العالمين فيه أسماء أهل الجنة وأسماء أبائهم وقبائلهم ثم أجمل على آخرهم فلا يزاد فيهم ولا ينقص منهم أبدا. He said about the book in his right hand, "This is a book from the Lord of the whole of the creation. It contains the names of the inhabitants of paradise and the names of their fathers and their tribes. And then their total number is mentioned. It will not be added to and it will not be taken away from ever." Then he said about the book in his left hand, هذا كتاب من رب العالمين فيه أسماء أهل الجنة وأسماء آبائهم وقبائلهم ثم أجمل على آخرهم فلا يزاد فيه ولا ينقص منهم أحدا أبدا. He said, "This is a book from the Lord of the whole of creation, containing the names of the inhabitants of the fire and the names of their fathers and their tribes." And then he mentioned their total number. "So it will not be added to, nor will it be decreased ever." So his companions said, "Then on what basis is there to be any action if the affair has been finished?" So he said, "Saddidu wa qaribu. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ الْجَنَّةِ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ أَيَّ عَمَلٍ وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النَّارِ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ أَيَّ عَمَلٍ." He said, "Strive to act correctly and to be justly balanced, because the person of paradise will have his actions sealed for him with the actions of the people of paradise, no matter what he may have done. And the person of the fire will have his actions sealed for him with the actions of the people of the fire, no matter what he may have done." Then Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said with his hands, and he threw them away. He threw the two books away. Then he said, فَرَغَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. "Your Lord has finished with regard to the servants, a group in paradise and a group in the blazing fire." Quoting from Surah Ash-Shura, the seventh ayah. A group in paradise and another group in the fire. Sheikh Albani said, "This hadith was reported by Tirmidhi, and he declared it authentic, and others as well. And I have researched it in my book, As-Sahiha, as hadith number 848. Sheikh Albani, in his checking about Tirmidhi, likewise he declared this hadith hasan, good. And with regard to the next point, as we said, these points are connected here. The next two very brief points. So point number 87, At-Tahawi, rahimahullah, said, وَكَذَلِكَ أَفْعَالُهُمْ فِي مَا عَلِمَ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يَفْعَالُهُ. And the same applies to their deeds. He knew whatever they were going to do. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, أي علم أفعالهم في الأزل, meaning he knew their deeds always. Allah has always known the people's deeds. And with regard to the 88th point, At-Tahawi rahimahullah said, وَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Everyone will have what he was created for made easy for him. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, He, the Most High, obviously this word being taken directly from the hadith that we heard before, hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kullun muyassarun lima khuliqa lah. Everyone will have what he was created for, made easy for him. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, He, the Most High, said, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّكَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى Surah Al-Layl, the 92nd surah, ayahs 5 to 10, with the explanation, so whoever gives in Allah's cause and spends in obedience to Allah and fears Him and is dutiful to Him and believes in His reward, then we will make easy for him actions which are pleasing to Allah. And whoever is miserly and withholds from giving in Allah's cause and thinks of himself as being self-sufficient and does not act in obedience to Allah and who denies his reward, then we will make actions which Allah hates and is not pleased with easy for him. Alhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Obviously, we'll leave the points there. Obviously, the next points are still connected with this topic. We'll do the rest next time, inshallah. Are there any points of clarification? The Sheikh also, amongst what the Sheikh mentioned, is something that we've had before as well, is that the matter of al-qadr, pre-decree, as some of the Salaf mentioned, the matter of pre-decree, what Allah's decreed is going to occur, is Allah's secret, is sirrullahi fi khalqihi, is Allah's secret affair in His creation. I mean, why Allah decreed such and such and this and what's going to happen, and so, it's Allah's secret. No matter how much a person was to try and strive and understand and get to the bottom of it, he would not be able to. And as the Sheikh mentioned, so what is upon us is not the like of that, trying to delve into it and understand why this. If Allah decreed upon someone such and such, then how does he account a person? That's not what's upon us. What is upon us is in the light of the fact that we have iman, we understand these four levels. Allah knew whatever was going to occur, Allah knew it, and has always known it. And whatever didn't occur, and how it would have been, and so on. Allah knew all of that with His perfect knowledge. He knew it fully, comprehensively, and every single detail of it He knew. First level, al-ilm. The second level, al-kitaba, that Allah wrote all of that down in the preserved tablet. Thirdly, that whatever occurred, Allah wished and willed it to occur. The mashi'ah. And fourthly, that whatever occurred, Allah created it. Nobody else created anything. Allah created it. That we know that. And then, the matter, as the Sheikh said, what's upon us in this regard is action, righteous action. The person strives upon righteous action. Strives upon the actions of the people of paradise. That's what's upon us. It's not upon us to do the opposite, to sit, not do the actions which we're able to do, just sit and say, I need to understand this matter and try and bring his logic into the affair, or sit there and say, if paradise is written for me, I'll just sit here and I'll be in paradise. If the fire is written for me, I can't do anything about it. That is not what is upon us. That's a foolish argument. With regard to the question, what is the difference between al-qadha and al-qadr? Then some of the people of knowledge, they say, that these terms are used interchangeably and they refer to the same thing, Allah's pre-decree. And some make a distinction and say the qadr is that which Allah decreed would occur. And then the thing that actually, when it actually occurs, is described as being the qadr. So they make a distinction between Allah's having pre-decreed it before, that he did qadar of it, he pre-decreed its level that it's going to occur, in the time it's going to occur, how long it's going to last, how it would be, its levels, that would be in the qadar of it. And the qadha, when it occurs, that we say that this thing which occurred is by the qadha of Allah, is the qadha of Allah, is what he decreed, is what he ordained was going to come about. Wallahu a'lam. الحمد لله وصلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاك الله خيرا.